You're listening to Thinking Out Loud on KBIA. We have an occasional segment coming up next. It's called Farm Your Yard. Carrie Hargrove from the Columbia Center for Urban Agriculture has spring gardens on her mind, and specifically, how to get those gardens started indoors. That's up next. It's Farm Your Yard on a Tuesday evening on Thinking Out Loud on KBIA.
This time of year is especially exciting to everyone, gardeners and non-gardeners alike. That's because we've been more or less cooped up inside all winter and are ready as ever to bust out of the back door and do something, anything outside. It is nice days like today, sunny, warm, late winter days, that I get most calls from folks who ask me to come out and help them dust off their own backyard gardens, in preparation for what is sure to be a wonderful gardening season. Columbians are brimming over with excitement at the thought of seeding carrots, getting dirty, and I know that there are hundreds or even thousands of folks who are eagerly awaiting the opening day of the Columbia Farmers Market outdoor season, which, by the way, is right around the corner on March 19th. Spring is almost here, and we are ready. My name is Carrie Hargrove, and you are listening to Farm Your Yard. And today we are talking about living room seed starting. Something that is fun to do right now, when it is still just a bit too cool to be outside planting, assuming that this is a normal warm spell, after which we will experience another ugly cold snap, is get some plants started inside your house. That way, when the mid-March planting craze is here, some of your plants are already a few weeks old, and you'll be able to get that homegrown salad that much earlier. Also, it's just fun. I might be a vegetable gardener by trade, but I am a houseplant enthusiast at heart. To me, this blending of my two normally separate horticultural endeavors is a very exciting time. My terrarium of exotic mosses and ferns just has to be scooted over a little for my cups of soil that will soon sprout Swiss chard, kale, and sweet alyssum. Many people buy their vegetable starts from gardening centers, but if you want to watch the slow but steady transformation from a green onion seed to a tiny green onion plant, to some green onions that you sprinkle over your omelet, then you should just start your own. At least do it once, just so you can watch the tiny spectacle. It's pretty cool, and if you have kids, it's a great way to make science real for them. Also, if I can stay on my soapbox for a second, it teaches patience. Yeah, that concept of delayed satisfaction, as opposed to our ever-increasing need for the instant variety. Patience was an unintended trait that I gained when I started gardening. You want to teach your kid patience in a fun and fascinating way? Well, start some lettuce seeds in your house with your kids. Once the plants are big enough to eat, you can make a meal together with the food that you grew, and you will find that the kids will love that salad in a way you never knew was possible. It's so true. I could talk your ear off about how gardening vegetables makes you want to eat them. But that's for a different day. To get back to a more practical track, let's discuss how to get vegetable plants growing inside your house. I have tinkered with this for years, and while everyone's situation will be a bit different because every house is different, I can give you some things to think about. First, think ahead. For the purposes of getting a small head start on the spring season, you want to start the plants inside your house a few weeks to a month before you plant them outside. So plan a little bit. You can start some things inside this week and intend to plant them outside around mid-March. Second, find the right environmental conditions inside your house for seed starting. Seeds need warmth, but not too much, moisture, again, not too much, and as much sunlight as you can give them. In my experience, the sunlight is the limiting factor in my living room greenhouse. In any case, setting the seeds on the sunniest windowsill of your house should do the trick. In a nutshell, the sunnier, the better. Third, find the right vessel to hold your seed starting activities. Even a small terracotta pot will not work for this activity for a few reasons. Mostly, they are too big, and they make it hard to pull the plants out for transplanting. The best containers are small plastic ones, ideally something the size of individual yogurt cups or something like that. All you need to do with the yogurt cups is to poke a couple of holes in the bottom for drainage, and voila. As far as what to fill your container with, I would recommend getting some potting mix from a gardening store. Soil from the ground won't work very well for this activity. Fourth, moisture control. You don't want to keep the soil mix that holds your seeds and seedlings too wet, just slightly damp to the touch. If you check them every day, you will quickly figure out how much watering is too much and how much is too little. Fifth, read your seed packets. Really, most companies put lots of good information on each packet that tells you how deep to plant the seed, how warm to keep the soil, and how long to expect the germinating to take. Germinating is when a seed turns into a sprout. Just follow the planting directions on the seed packet and you should be good. And finally, be patient. It is rare when seeds sprout in just a few days. It's normally closer to a week, and often it even takes longer than that. When you see the baby plant peeping out of the soil for the first time, you'll be so excited that all the waiting paid off. Now go home and find somewhere to get started. Or, if you have any gardening questions, visit the CCUA's website at columbiaurbanag.org, where you can contact us with any and all vegetable gardening questions. Or follow us on Facebook, where we are the Columbia Center for Urban Agriculture. We are always posting new and interesting gardening content on our Facebook page, so please follow us. On behalf of the Columbia Center for Urban Agriculture, I am the Director of Urban Farming, Carrie Hargrove, and as always, thanks for listening, and happy gardening.